breaks my heart to see my grandchildren hungry.
Well, the boys will be back from Egypt before long. And then everything will be all right again.
Nothing will be all right as long as this famine lasts.
But Leah, my dear, the boys will get food in Egypt. They'll soon be back, and we'll all eat and rejoice again.
I don't believe it. Egypt can't grow food any more than we can. We'll all die of hunger, I tell you. Die, die, die!
My, Uncle Dan, do the brothers get back in time?
Well, I guess you'll just have to listen to my next chapter in the Joseph story, Aunt Sue. This episode is adapted from Genesis chapter 42 in the Bible, and I call it...
The Unreasonable Prime Minister.
And the famine was over all the face of the earth. But in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, he said unto his sons, Behold, I have heard there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us, that we may live and not die.
You feel better now, Simeon?
But yes, it's a great morning, a wonderful world. Thanks to that long-named Prime Minister's foresight, we can buy all the food we can carry. Soon we'll be back home with food for our loved ones. Life once again will be worth living. Feel better? I'm on top of the world! La, 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 la. Aye, but there are a lot of people here.
And from the looks of their dress, they're from all over the world.
I wonder if they're all here to buy food as we are.
I suppose.
That, what's his name?
Zaphnath-Paneah.
Yes, Zaphnath-Paneah. He must be a most unusually intelligent man.
Well, he'd have to be to have predicted a famine years in advance and then store up as much food as he has.
I wonder how he did it. No one but God knows the future, yet this man seems to have delved into the future and come up with the right answers.
And think how powerful he is. Right now, he's the most powerful man in all the world. Wonder how one would approach such a man.
Like royalty, I suppose. Bow the knee and pay him homage. If that last group is coming out now. We're next, I think.
Yes, we are. All right, fellows, on your toes. We're next. And remember, when we're presented to the governor, bow the knee.
Your group is next. Who's the spokesman?
Well, I'm the eldest. I like to spokesman.
How many of you are there?
10.
From where?
Canaan.
And what group or organization do you represent?
One family. The family of Jacob.
You are all members of one family?
We are brothers, all 10 of us.
Incredible. Now, when I present you to His Highness the Governor, you will all bow the knee.
Yes, sir.
Inasmuch as you do not speak the Egyptian language, I will interpret for you. Follow me.
I can hardly wait to see what His Highness looks like.
Guard, open the doors. 10 men from Canaan to see His Highness, Zaphnath-Paneah, Governor of Egypt, Prime Minister to His Majesty, Pharaoh, King of Egypt. Arise.
The governor's conferring with the lackey.
Telling him what to say to us, I suppose.
He's a good-looking man. Much younger than I supposed. And his skin isn't dark. I mean, not quite as dark as most of these Egyptians.
Shh. His Highness has commanded that I question you. Where are you from?
We're from the land of Canaan.
Why are you here in Egypt?
We came to buy food.
His Highness the Governor considers you to be spies.
Spies?
Spies. To take back to your country a report on how much food we have.
But, sir, we are not spies. We're all brothers. There are 12 of us, all sons of one man.
You are spies.
No, my lord, we are not spies. We are 12 brothers. 10 of us here. The youngest is back in Canaan with his father. And the other one is... He is not.
I'll speak to His Highness about it.
What does he mean? He thinks we're spies.
There's no use to talk in an undertone. The governor can't understand our language.
All right. But what makes him think we're spies?
Oh, well, we must look like spies, I guess.
What do they do with spies here?
The dungeon, or worse.
His Highness the Governor insists that you are spies.
But we are not spies, and if His Highness...
His Highness the Governor further insists that you shall not leave Egypt until your younger brother, if you have one, shall come here. If you have no younger brother, and he come not here, then shall the governor know that you are spies, and you will be dealt with accordingly.
Benjamin, come here?
But my lord, how shall our younger brother know to come here unless, well, unless we return home and tell him?
One of you shall return to your home for him. The rest of you shall be cast into prison. Which one of you shall return for your younger brother? Now, choose among you who shall go. Then you will all remain in the dungeon until you can choose. Guard, escort these men to the royal dungeon. They are to be treated as befits spies.
Fellows, we've got to talk this thing over and decide what to do.
Decide what to do? What is there to do except what the governor says? Stay here in the dungeon and rot.
Well, perhaps not. Perhaps there's a way out of this dilemma.
Then you think we should do as he commanded and choose one of us to go after Benjamin to prove that we are not spies?
Well, yes. With provision, I be one of the ones who remain here in prison.
Oh. No, Reuben. You're the eldest. It's your place to go home and tell Father all about it and bring Benjamin back with you.
But what if Father won't let Benjamin come back to Egypt?
He will be disposed of as spies.
Well, we're forgetting one thing, men. We are not spies.
But the governor doesn't know
Nevertheless, it's true. And the truth has a way of coming out in the end.
Look, we can't wait that long. We should be on our way home right this minute with food for our hungry families. Yes,
right. And we have no assurance that Father'd let Benjamin come back with us.
Well, I don't think he would. There's one final thing no one has thought about. Even if Father does permit Benjamin to come back to Egypt, how can we be sure it won't be to share our fate? Death. And I, for one, am not willing to take that chance. We are responsible for Joseph's disappearance, and I will not take the chance of having something happen to Benjamin. It would be more than Father could bear. Therefore, it seems to me that we ought to remain right here in Egypt, in prison or as slaves or whatever fate the governor decrees, rather than bring additional sorrow to Father by the loss of his only remaining son by Rachel.
I vote for staying here and facing whatever there is to face without involving Benjamin.
You're unusually quiet tonight, Joseph, dear.
Am I?
Did you have a hard day?
Oh, no. Oh, and yes.
Do you care to tell me about it?
You're very observing, aren't you?
I pretty well understand my husband. Tonight you're either sad about something, angry, or, well, perhaps even puzzled. Which?
Perhaps a little of all three. But I think sad, mostly. Sad at something I did today, something I had to do. I had 10 men cast into prison, into the dungeon.
Thieves? Criminals? What?
Spies.
Oh. They'll be executed, of course.
They're from Canaan, my own countrymen.
But even so, spies. Well, they should be executed, Joseph.
Spies?
You said that's what they are.
I said that's why I had them cast into prison as spies. I mean, I accused them of being spies and sent them off to the prison.
But they're not spies?
Of course not. They're my brothers.
Brothers? Joseph, you... Your own bro... Flesh and blood?
10 of my 11 brothers. They're all here.
In the dungeon?
Yes.
You had your own brothers cast into a dungeon. Well, you seem to be sad about this and yet amused. I just don't understand you, Joseph.
Well, Asenath, before I left home, when I was but a lad, I had 2 dreams. They seemed to indicate that someday my own brothers would bow down to me and pay me homage. They swore, my brothers did, that it would never happen. Today, when they entered into my presence, they all bowed the knee and paid me the homage due royalty.
Oh, they recognized you?
No, they didn't recognize me.
Did you tell them who you were?
No.
Well, then what did happen? Oh, why did you put them in prison?
I was testing them.
Thank you, dear. That clears everything up.
Well, you see, when they sold me to those Ishmaelite merchantmen as a slave...
They were the ones who sold you into slavery?
They were the ones.
Oh, Joseph, I don't blame you for having them cast into the dungeon. I hope you threw away the key. I hope you'll leave them in there forever.
Oh, that isn't the reason I cast them into the dungeon.
I don't care what the reason is. They deserve to be in the dungeon. Sell their own brother as a slave. Oh, Joseph, they're bad, heartless, cruel. Spies? Oh, they're worse than spies. Hanging is too good for them. Keep them in the dungeon.
While the 10 brothers of Joseph, who've been cast into an Egyptian dungeon, await their fate, their families back in Canaan are beginning to grow anxious and fearful.
But Jacob, what if they don't come back?
I sent them. They will return.
But they've been gone long enough now to get there and back. Why aren't they back if they're coming?
Well, what is there to keep them from returning?
Evil, greed, the fight for survival. The world is hungry, starving. There is food, salvation in Egypt. People go to Egypt to get food. There will be robberies, killings. With all the silver and gold flowing towards Egypt and food away from Egypt, they're bound to be onslaught violence.
My sons can take care of themselves.
Physically, in open combat, yes. But they are not schooled in the ways of evil marauders who attack in the darkness of the night.
Just be patient, my dear. Your sons will return with food enough for all, and soon.
I hope so. Oh, hear those cries. Those are your grandchildren crying for food.
You know, Simeon, in a way, I'm glad that we're here in this dark, dank, and smelly dungeon.
With our children and families at home starving?
I would change that if I could, of course, but as for me personally, it's doing me good to be here with time for thought and meditation and reflection.
I know what you mean, Reuben. I know I've been doing some thinking. Oh, my sins are many and terrible.
All of us feel the same way, Simeon.
Yes, but I'm the worst of the lot of us.
Oh, you are not.
I am personally responsible for Joseph's disappearance into slavery and oblivion, perhaps even death. The trouble with my sins is that they have affected other people, brought sorrow and pain, even bitter sadness to others.
All sin affects others.
You know, Reuben, you and you too, Simeon, are concerned about our past mistakes. And rightly so. We were terrible men. And you're worrying about the results of our sins. And I'll tell you what I think. I think all this trouble we're having here in Egypt is a direct result of our wrongs against Joseph.
What?
Why, I don't know. And how, I don't know that either. But I just have a feeling.
I've thought of that very thing, Judith. Thought and thought and thought about it. But I can't seem to find a single connection between Joseph and what we did to him and the governor of Egypt.
Oh, I don't believe there is a connection between the governor and Joseph. It's between God and us. God is permitting us to suffer for the terrible things we did to Joseph.
And the 10 brothers remained in prison for 3 days. On the third day, a messenger from His Highness, Governor of Egypt, came to see them.
You came to see us?
I have a message for you from His Highness the Governor.
Yes?
You're to come to the palace immediately and appear before the Governor.
We are to be tried as spies?
You will come with me. Now. Wait here until you're summoned into the Governor's presence.
This is it, fellows. We are to be tried and executed as spies.
I doubt that.
Why else would the governor have us summoned into his court?
Time and only time will answer that question, Simeon.
In the meantime, I'm going to make my peace with God. Be ready to die.
All right, men. His Highness the Governor will see you. Step inside the door and remain standing.
Trumpets for us?
For the governor, not us.
Bow the knee. His Highness, Governor Zafana Panaya, Prime Minister of Egypt, enters. Arise. His Highness wishes your spokesman once again to state who you are, where you're from, and the purpose of your visit to Egypt.
Great and mighty governor of the land of Egypt, we are 10 men, all sons of one man. We come from the land of Canaan, and are here to obtain food for our families and loved ones.
I shall convey your words to His Highness.
I wish His Highness could understand our language so we could converse directly with him.
Oh, I'm glad he can't understand us. This way, we can talk among ourselves, and he doesn't know what we're talking about.
His Highness the Governor wishes me to convey this proposition to the 10 men from Canaan. If you will agree to this proposition, then you shall not be put to death. You shall live.
What is His Highness' proposition?
His Highness fears God and states that if you are true men, as you claim, let one of your number be bound and remain in prison, while the rest of you return to your home with corn and food for your families and loved ones and to your aged father, if indeed you have a father. When the food shall be gone and you return here again for food, you shall bring with you your younger brother. Thus shall your words be established that you are not spies and you shall not die.
Seems a fair enough proposition.
You agree to it?
Well, with your kind permission, we should like to talk it over among ourselves.
Permission granted, but make haste. His Highness is a busy man.
Yes, sir.
I think we should agree to the proposition quickly, before His Highness changes his mind.
Yes, but we can't promise to bring Benjamin back with us. We're not at all sure Father will let Benjamin come to Egypt. He'll be terribly afraid something will happen to Benjamin as it did to Joseph.
Ask His Highness if we can come back without Benjamin.
Beg him. Explain the situation.
Oh, all right, I'll try. Sir?
Yes?
Would you ask His Highness if he would please reconsider his command to bring our younger brother with us?
His Highness insists.
But our father may not let our younger brother Benjamin come with us.
Then you are spies and shall be put to death.
Oh, sir... We had another brother, and he came up missing, and Father was heartbroken. If something were to happen to Benjamin, it would cause him much suffering, deep anguish, perhaps even death. We beg of you,
sir. His Highness has spoken, and so shall it be.
Has His Highness no regard for suffering, anguish, pain? Would he wish to bring down our father with sorrow to the grave? Will he not give an ear to our pleading that our younger brother might be excused from coming with us into Egypt?
No.
Oh, very well. Give us a few more minutes further to discuss it, and we shall give you an answer.
Request granted.
The governor is heartless.
He won't even listen to reason.
He just doesn't care about anybody but himself.
Why should he care how much someone else suffers? He's rich and powerful. He has no worries or cares. He won't suffer.
Oh, I wish that His Highness the Governor
had... Just a minute! Do you realize that once, many years ago, we were exactly like this governor is? Well, we were, remember? We had Joseph in our power. He was helpless, as we are helpless now. He begged not to be sold to those traitors. But we wouldn't listen. Now we are being paid back in kind.
Yes, that's all true, Reuben. Yes.
Oh, it was all my idea. I am the most guilty.
No, Simeon. We are all guilty, equally guilty. Yet did not I beg you Do not sin against Joseph. But you would not listen. Therefore, behold, we are all guilty of Joseph's blood, wherever he is at this moment.
Perhaps he isn't dead.
Just the same, we are just as guilty as though he were dead. After all, as far as Father's concerned, he is the same as dead.
Oh, would that we could see the future as we see...
Brothers! Brothers, did you notice that? The governor.
Yes. He got up and rushed out of the room.
Looked to me as though he was crying. At least I'm sure I saw tears in his eyes.
Tears? Crying? The great governor of Egypt?
Why should the governor cry?
Just another mystery added to the many mysteries of this whole thing.
What are we to do now?
We'll just have to wait for the governor to return, or his lackey to tell us what to do.
There's the lackey coming back in.
Bow the knee. His Highness Governor Zaphonat Paneah, Prime Minister of Egypt, enters. All right. Men from Canaan.
Yes, sir?
The governor wishes you to know that he himself has made the decision. He will choose one from among you to remain here in the dungeon. The rest of you will be sent home.
I wonder which one of us he will choose. Probably the weakest of us.
He'll choose me. I'm the eldest.
You there.
Me?
No, you.
Me?
Yes, Simeon. You have been chosen by His Highness to remain here in the prison.
But, sir, I am the eldest, and I should
his
be the one
Highness
to stay.
His Highness has spoken, and so shall it be. Guard, seize that man. Bind him, chain him. He's a spy. And treat him as befits a spy.
Yes, sir.
Give my love to my wife and children, and tell Father that I'm very sorry that I've caused him so much grief and sorrow.
Come along.
I'll be all right. Be sure and tell Father that.
The rest of you, be gone. Your donkeys have been loaded. Go at once. Leave Egypt. By orders of His Highness, Governor Zaphonat Paneah, Prime Minister of Egypt.
At last, the nine brothers were started homeward. Though saddened by the thought that their brother Simeon must remain behind in Egypt, their hearts became lighter as they visioned the glad reunion that would soon take place with their families back in Canaan. Late that afternoon, as the sun began to set.
All right, fellas, we'll stop here for the night.
I'm about all in. I wonder how far we've come today.
We're not even out of Egypt yet.
All right, you two, get to work. Unload the sacks of grain. Stack them over there by that tree. Hurry now, it's getting late. We want to make camp and eat before dark.
Oh, don't get so excited.
Dasher, you gather wood and build a fire. Dan and Zebulun, you help me fix supper. And the rest of you get the donkeys tethered for the night.
The brothers set to work to fulfill their appointed tasks. Soon they would sit down to eat their supper and talk over again the strange events that had taken place since they had entered Egypt. Suddenly, one of the brothers cries out,
Reuben! Reuben! Something's wrong.
Why, Levi, you're white as a ghost. What's happened?
Something terrible.
What?
We will all be called thieves. The governor of Egypt will throw us in the dungeon.
Have you lost your mind? We're not thieves.
Levi, tell us what happened.
When I opened my sack of corn, the money I paid for the food, the silver, the very same silver, it was all there in the sack.
What?
Silver? In the sack?
What is this that God hath done unto us?